AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russia's military says the main objective of the first stage of its operation in Ukraine has, quote, generally been accomplished, and Russian forces are now focusing on their main goal, liberation of the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. It appears to be shifting away from the ground offensive aimed at the capital, which has foundered. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says,
this war will be a strategic failure for Putin.
She says the Russian president has united the West.
The sanctions are now working their way deep into the Russian system, draining Putin's resources to finance this atrocious war.
She spoke at a news conference with President Biden, who offered alternative energy supplies for Europe.
Helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible.
Meanwhile, the Associated Press has independently documented repeated attacks by Russian forces on Ukrainian medical facilities. Ed Donahue has more on that.
The AP Frontline War Crimes Watch Ukraine Project documented at least 34 assaults in Ukraine that have struck hospitals, ambulances, medics, patients, and even newborns.
This is a war of aggression.
David Sheffer, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, says the Russians know what they're doing.
The law of war literally uses the words, do not hit schools, do not hit hospitals, do not hit cultural sites. I mean, they actually use those words in the law.
Sheffer says he expects the International Criminal Court to indict Vladimir Putin.
This is a top-down aggressive war, so there's no question of his superior responsibility in waging this war.
Deliberate attacks on hospitals will likely be a top priority for war crimes prosecutors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks wound up mostly higher on Wall Street today, and for the week, the main indexes all finished higher, the S&P 500 gaining 1.8% and the Dow 0.3. This is AP News. An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in Antarctica. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Catherine Walker is an ice scientist with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and she says the location of this ice shelf collapse is the big news.
This is not going to have much, if any, measurable effect on, you know, sea level rise or anything like that. But the process is important because of where it is. And we are, you know, we haven't seen an East Antarctic ice shelf collapse in our, at least in our lifetimes.
Possible reasons why?
We probably are seeing the result of a long time of increased ocean warming there, and it just has been melting and melting.
Then last week, temperatures soared more than 70 degrees above normal in the area.
I wouldn't say that it's the entire story, but it certainly added a pressure onto those ice shelves that we haven't seen before.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Climate activists who've been staging Friday protests around the world today added calls for an end to the war in Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.